eyes of our heart and show us what is in your heart today. Yes, Lord, we expect and await your speaking. Speak to us expressly. Amen. So praise the Lord. Time is almost over. We only have 3 meetings left. I think that we cannot cover all the points this time in our sharing. Some brothers and sisters have asked some questions, and since there are so many questions concerning this point, I feel that I do remember that there is an inner gate, but if we were to look at the entire picture, then we only see the north gate. That the north gate has these equipment, are equipped in that way. The 4 stone tables of stone, so that you can slaughter the offerings. And here's a wash chamber, and the 4 tables for sacrifices. And many have asked, how come it's only in the north gate? How come they're not there in the other gates? In the east gate, in any case, there's none, because it's closed, and it's only open on the Sabbath. But what do you think? Many said that, well, because there's such installed in the north gate, then in the other gates there should also be the same equipment installed. But I'm sorry, the Lord only said that it's there in the north gate. I don't dare to say that there are also such installations in the other gates. But surely there is a meaning, a significance, why they are there in the north gate. That these sacrifices would be slaughtered here. Every word in the Bible has a wonderful meaning. The meaning here, if we look in the light of the Word, is that the death of the Lord
is not from men ausgeführt.
Was not done by man. Of course, a man took the action because someone has to put the Lord on the cross. But who can really nail him to the cross? Didn't the Lord say that if I want, then there are legions of angels there to protect me? The Lord did not need to take the sword from Peter to cut off the ear of that officer. But and the Lord died on the cross. Who judged the Lord Jesus Christ and killed him? It's the Father. It's God who did it. God judged. That's why the Lord said, my God, why have you forsaken me? So this judgment was executed. And in the Bible, the north stands for God. It comes from the north. God dwells at a very northern place, not in the south. South is down below, but north is above. So here we see that all the sacrifices would be slaughtered on the north side and not on the south side. It's not the Jews who killed the Lord, and it's not the Romans who killed the Lord. But it's our God who's slaughtered this offering for us. Praise the Lord. And we saw how wonderful it was that this veil, was torn from top to the bottom. So that's why there's only these equipments on the north side. Didn't you ask that last night, brother? You asked the question. And this morning, Steffi also asked me, how come the north side? Are these equipments not on the other, at the other gates? No, the Lord has ordained that it's only on the north side. And we were to look at the picture of the entire temple compound, how many gates are there?
In jeder Seite, on, äußere,
on every side,
drei.
There are three outer gates,
drei.
And in the inner court there are also three gates only. And again, some ask, how come there's no west gate?
Was würdest du sagen, west tor?
What would you say? The west gate, isn't it better to have one gate more? What do you think? Is it good? In the New Jerusalem and in the city, there are gates on all four sides. Gates on all four, in all four directions. How come there's no west gate in the temple? Why? Because the west gate, the west side, is where the sun goes down. The sunset. Do you like the word that going down? What do you call Europe? They call, in German they call it the, it's a Christian land of the evening, land of the night. And in the east it's the Orient and the Occident. In the east, where the sun rises, and the west is where the sun goes down. We all have to see that in the house of the Lord, there's no going down. It's not good. Do not be so busy and be not so presumptuous and say, oh, come on, let's open a gate on the west side. That won't be good. Then you all will be going downwards. In the house of the Lord, we always have to go higher and not go under or go down. In the entire history of Christianity, we see that many had a good beginning, but in the end, they went down, they went under. That's how it is in the history. People have a good beginning, and yet they go down the hill. Would you want such a church life? Don't we want to go higher? Oh, do you want to have a sunset? And how is it with your Christian life? Does it always go up the mountain or is it going downhill? Does it go uphill or downhill?
Or is it auf und ab?
Or is it up and down and up and down? We have to see that. In the temple of the Lord, we should always be going upwards. If we follow the Lord and obey Him and do what He says, then in the house of the Lord there will be not the going down, but the sun rises. Praise the Lord. The church always has to go from glory to glory. It is not good if we're glorious in the beginning and then in the middle somewhere we start going downwards. That is not a good sign. Then we have to repent and say, Lord, we always want to go higher. We want to go on further with you from the seven steps to the eight steps, like the brother said, and then to the 10 steps. And then we go before the presence of our Lord. And we never go downwards again. Isn't that good? Praise the Lord.
So, sei nicht so,
so do not be so diligent or, and make a west gate in the church. That is not good.
Das ist nicht gut.
That is not good. But much more.
Wir haben kein Westtor.
We do not have a west gate.
Wir gehen weiter mit dem Herrn
aufwärts,
we
go on
bis zu
seiner onward Herkunft. With the Lord
sogar
until his return.
Stufe ist ganz nach oben.
It was, and in the end, the last step is
gut.
All the way to the top.
So,
isn't that good?
Den Herrn,
so praise the Lord.
Westtor.
There's no west gate. Now we come back
zu den Opfern von gestern Abend.
To the offerings from last night.
Diese Opfer sind sehr, sehr wichtig.
And these offerings are very, very important.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Im Gemeindeleben,
in the church life,
haben wir kein,
normally
Angst
speaking,
vor Problemen.
We're not afraid of problems.
Vor 40, Jahre, als ich noch viel
40
war,
years ago, when I was much younger,
gab, oh,
when there was a problem, I was so agitated, stirred up. Oh, I have to help here and do this and do that. Oh, fast and pray, like the brother said. Pray, pray, pray.
Dennoch sind die Leute weggegangen.
And yet the people still left.
Was sollst du machen?
What are you going to do?
Was hat Johannes gesagt?
What did John say?
Was hat Johannes gesagt?
What did John say?
Wären sie von uns,
if they are of us,
wären sie nicht weggegangen. Wären sie
they weggegangen. Would not have left us.
Da sie weggegangen sind, das
the fact
heißt,
that
sie
they left diese nicht, goes to show that they are not from us.
Nicht,
from us doesn't mean that they're not saved.
Lot,
you know, Lot
Abraham.
Left Abraham.
Hat Abraham ihn mit Gewalt da festgehalten?
Did Abraham try to keep him with
was
force?
Hat Abraham gesagt?
What did Abraham say? What did Abraham say to him?
Wähle, in welche Richtung du gehen möchtest.
Choose what direction, where you want to go.
Ich gebe dir die erste Wahl.
I give you the first choice. If you go this way, I'll go that way. If you go towards the north, I'll go towards the south. So you get the first choice. When Jesus was on this earth, there were many who left him. Many. And in the end, in John chapter 6, only 12 remained. What did the Lord say? Oh. Why are you still here? Don't you want to go away too? The Lord even encouraged them to leave. Sometimes when we try to keep people by force, then you do not know what you are actually keeping. Your heart is bigger than God's heart. This young man, the rich young man, the young disciple that came to the Lord, he was a good candidate. He was rich. My goodness, we need support. Look, look at all my disciples. They don't have any work, and here comes a young man who's so rich. He's a millionaire. Or perhaps he's a billionaire today. What would you do with a billionaire in the church?
Bill Gates
comes to the church. Whoa. Wow.
Hallelujah.
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 Meinst du, es ist gut?
Do you think that it is good?
Nicht wahr?
Right.
Der Herr hat nicht mit Gewalt diesen jungen Mann behalten.
The Lord did not keep this young man by force. No.
Er hat zu ihm gesagt,
he told him at the very end,
verkauft alles und folge mir nach.
Sell everything and follow me. And he couldn't do that.
Am Ende wird er noch
in the end,
alle Jünger verderben durch
he would
Reichtum.
Even corrupt all the disciples with his riches. Wouldn't that happen?
Wir wollen mit unserem natürlichen Denken,
with our natural thinking, we want to try with our very best to keep everybody. But the Lord never did that.
Er sagt,
He said, whosoever wills.
Wenn du nicht willst,
if you don't
ist die Tür
want
steht's
it,
offen.
The door is open.
Die Tür ist nicht nur ein Eingang,
the door is not only
es
an
ist auch
entry,
ein Ausgang.
It's also an exit.
So, wer reingeht,
it's not only an entrance, it's
Herrn,
also an exit.
Wer rausgeht,
whoever comes in, praise
Herrn.
The Lord. Whoever goes out,
sagen?
Praise the Lord. Can you say that?
Ja.
Yes?
Ja. Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Sagen wir immer, lob den Herrn.
Because that's why we always say, praise the Lord.
Denn du nicht weißt, was im Herzen
if you do not,
Menschen ist.
Because you do not know what is in the heart of man.
Ich habe schon gesehen,
I have seen it in the last 40 years.
Brüder, die mit
brothers
verschiedene Methoden. Oh, hier ist
who tried with different methods. Oh, here's one, a good and gifted brother. We have to gain him for the church. And they tried with much planning and methods and strategy to bring this brother in into the church in the U.S. And you know what they brought into the church? They brought in a serpent.
Habe ich den Brüdern damals schon gesagt,
I told the brothers at that time,
because
I knew, I said, since when do we use such methods to bring someone into the church?
Wenn Menschen in die Gemeinde kommen, dann müssen
if people come
kommen,
into the church,
haben,
they should come because they have tasted something, because they saw the Lord, because they heard the call and the voice of the Lord. The Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. So if someone seeks the Lord and seeks the truth, yes, he will come. Do not worry.
Hab keine Sorge.
Don't
und
worry.
Jemand, nachdem er geschmeckt hat,
if someone
möchte,
has tasted and goes away,
weggehen.
Then he should also go away.
Sonst am Ende haben wir Probleme.
Otherwise, in the end, we would have problems in the house of the Lord.
Ihr müsst lernen von diesem ganzen
you have to learn from this entire picture that the Lord does not receive everyone in every area. Have you not learned it yet? Whosoever will may come, but when he comes, then he has to go through all these guard chambers, through the gate. You cannot draw people. Come, come, it doesn't matter. Come, I'll push you right through.
Es ist alles nicht nötig.
It's all unnecessary.
Wir müssen nur dafür sorgen,
we have to take care
ist.
That the church would be glorious.
Wenn die Gemeinde herrlich
if
ist,
the church is glorious,
Leute,
then people would come
suchen.
Who are seeking
und
this glory.
Will,
and whosoever so, does not want it will not come. So at the end of the Bible it says, and the Spirit and the Bride says, come. Whosoever will,
das heißt,
come.
Will,
that means who doesn't want to will not come.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Der Herr war das große Licht, als
the
er
Lord
Erde
was
kam,
that great light when he came to this earth. And all who sat in the shadow of darkness, they saw a great light. And whoever saw the light came.
Nicht wahr?
Isn't it so?
Wir suchen nicht Türe und Tore.
We don't try with doors.
You know,
some people even try to enlarge their work. They want to spread their work. But for me, it seems that the Lord wants to shrink or make his work even smaller. Do you think that the Lord is not able to do a great work? Of course, he only needs to say, let there be a thundering and bang, and everybody would be believing that. And he would have many followers out of fear because of the thunder. The Lord can also gain such people, but he doesn't want to have such people who come in fear to him. Please, the Lord wants those who love him with a pure heart. That is what is precious to him. He wants to have a bride who is pure and holy, one who is whole, glorious. So what do we want to do? If we want to gain people, then be a glorious church. Then build up a glorious church. Make the church life so attractive with the life of the Lord and so rich with food. Yes. And that we are all holy in our walk. Whoever is unholy walks in and he'll say that it doesn't taste good and he'll walk away. But whoever seeks the holiness, he will come. And we want to have such people. And the Lord wants to have such people. What is the use of a great work, but a whole bunch of unholy people? So, such a mixture. What do we want to build here in the church? That's why today, I don't want to convince anyone. We want to draw people into the church through life. That's why Paul said, the word of faith is not for everyone. Did you not read that? In those days, I said, oh, Paul, you don't have love for everybody. What do you think? The faith is not for everyone. Then make it so that here is a young man who doesn't want it. I'll make him like it. Make him take it. What do you think?
No,
I don't want to do that. That's not the way of the Lord. Didn't we have a song?
Was hat mich gezogen?
I've been drawn by your beauty.
Deine Schönheit.
I am raptured by your beauty, captured by your beauty.
Deine Schönheit. Hat mich gezogen.
Und Lord, I'm captured by your beauty. If his beauty has captured you, then you also have to believe that his beauty would also draw and capture many who seek after him. I've been going to China every year. There's 1.5 billion Chinese and so many Christians. And my prayer to the Lord is, Lord, where are the faithful ones? Where are those whom you have chosen for your work and for your testimony? Everybody can preach the gospel. Who you are in whatever condition you are in. You can preach the gospel, but to build the Lord the temple, not everybody can build the temple.
Wenn wir unrein sind,
if we're impure, if we're not willing, and we're disobedient, if we're disobedient, if we're not there for God's purpose, we don't live for God's purpose, and we're presumptuous,
dann wie können wir dieses Haus bauen?
How could we? How can we build this house? Then we have to pray, Lord, bring here. Bring the seeking ones, the faithful ones, those who seek after you. Not the very self-seeking people, and they want to have some benefits here. Oh, I don't have, I can't find anything, so here, so goodbye. So you know, in those days, the Lord had an entire nation there, and how many remained faithful to him? There were so many Levites, and yet it was just the sons of Zadok. We should not think that we are better. No, We Christians
und daher gibt's so viele verschiedenartige
There are so many
Christen.
Different kinds of Christians.
Das ist keine Kritik, das
This
ist die Tatsache.
It's a
und
fact.
Ich hoffe und ich
and
möchte nicht meinen, dass wir besser sind. Nein, aber so viele
that we are
uns
any
nicht
better.
Durch die Gnade des Herrn
as much as it depends on us and it's the grace of the Lord,
und
we want to be faithful.
Auch
and hopefully we will also remain faithful until the end.
Was kann ich sagen?
What can I say?
Und daher müssen wir im Hause des Herrn
and that's why in the house of the Lord
diese Beschäftigung hier machen.
We must do this work here
ein Vorrecht, die Opfer.
In the inner gate
zu kennen.
It's a privilege to
der
know
Herr
the offerings.
So
the Lord
Paul
is so rich. Paul said, he talked about the unsearchable riches of Christ. He wanted to grasp him, to gain him. He considered everything else as dumb. What he had learned earlier, he threw it all away. He said, nothing can be compared to him. To the exceeding great knowledge of him. And he considered everything as dung, as garbage. And he wanted to gain him. And he wanted to be found in him. And he wanted to live through him. So in the end, brothers and sisters,
in diesem Speiseraum gehen,
when we come into these dining halls, in the beginning,
so viel haben,
you may still want
so
to have so much, you
Aber
want to have a view, etc. But when you come into
käme,
the second story,
dann wirst du
this
mehr
is the dining, holy dining halls,
in deinem Suchen, in deinem
then
Geschmack, in, deiner
you, in your seeking, and in your taste, and
dann
your experience is different.
Stockwerk
and when you come to the up the most level, the story, I guarantee you that you would just want this wonderful living God. You know, the Jews, they were just on the outside and they just want to have the law and they didn't want to have Christ. They had so many doctrines. They had so many practices. They had beautiful buildings. They had everything. But they did not want to have the Lord. They have not learned that this Christ, they did not learn to treasure and appreciate the Christ, the Messiah. They have the temple, they have the priesthood, they have all this slaughtering. They love Moses, they love Elijah, they loved Isaiah, but they had everything, but they didn't want to have the Lord. And in the end, they use all these things to be against the Lord. And as young people, we want to have many books. I'm speaking this out of experience. Especially if you're a seeking brother. Oh, you want to see and read everything. So curious and so longing, or hungry for knowledge. Some brothers told me, oh yes, you have read everything and now you tell me I should not read anything. What should I say?
So habe ich nichts zu sagen.
So I can't say anything.
Aber wie kann ich erklären?
But how can I explain it?
Ich kann nur sagen,
I can
all
only
das
say
all
that. It's not worth much if already in the very beginning, in your age, you tell the Lord, Lord, I want to know you. Although there are many things, but from the very beginning, you have such a heart for the Lord and say, Lord, reveal yourself. Lord, I want to know you as a living Christ, experience you. You know, before Paul met Christ,
Auf dem Weg nach Damaskus,
on the way to Damascus,
System, was gelernt hat, so
he treasured all the entire system that he has learned so much. But one day, when he met and knew this great Christ, and he saw the great light, and he just threw away everything.
The
young Pharisee, if you were to tell this young Pharisee to say, oh, that's all useless, throw them away, do you think Paul would have done it? Of course you may say that,
but
we have to tell all the saints, especially the young people, we tell him, your age, seek him, he alone is a reality, and he alone is worthy. Otherwise, in the end, you have so much knowledge, and Paul says, knowledge puffs up, and the letter kills. So, knowledge and the letter are not so without danger. There is a danger.
And
then in many things there's so much leaven, and you don't know what you're eating and what you're taking into you.
Aber es ist gut, wenn unsere jungen
but
Leute
it's good when our young people,
diesen lebendigen Christus Tag für Tag erfahren.
Day by day,
und
they would experience
dann kommst du zum Wort,
Christ, this living Christ in the church life.
Du bekommst Licht,
and then you come
Leben,
to the Bible and you get the light and you get life. And the Spirit in you would work.
Dann brauchst du nicht mehr so viele Bücher.
Then you wouldn't need so many books.
Draußen,
of course, we have books outside.
Junge Leute ab und zu mal die Bücher.
I tell our young people to read the books once in a while.
Aber egal was für
but
ein
no
Buch
matter what kind of a book
draußen ist,
is outside there,
das lebendige Wort Gottes hier in der Bibel
it
ersetzen.
Can never replace the living God in the living Word of God. That is why it's called the Bible. It's the Bible. It's the book. That's what it means. It's the book of books. It's the book.
There's
no any other book or writing, no matter who wrote it. None of that can replace the Word of God. We have to learn to love this book. If you don't believe it, you may go read the other books.
Will
you read it once and you know it all and you can close it and you don't have the desire to read the book again?
Yeah.
But this book, you can read it 10,000 times and it's still always new. Isn't this the case? When you read any book out there, you just read it once, and then it just becomes a decorative item on your bookshelf. It's a collection. Look how many books I have. And in the end, you're not spiritual. Oh, but then your bookshelf is spiritual. Because you have a spiritual bookshelf. Full of spiritual books.
Oh, Herr,
oh Lord, may the Lord show us that in the house of the Lord, it's a matter of the reality of the Lord. How you deal with the Lord as a burnt offering, as we heard last night, as a meal offering, as a peace offering. It's so wonderful that we can enjoy the Lord as our peace offering. Our Lord is our peace.
Have
you ever seen the Lord fighting?
Oh,
you say, yes, he fought with the Pharisees. But for him, it's not a fight. He just wanted to help them. And he told them the truth. The Pharisees wanted to fight, but the Lord doesn't fight. The Lord just exposed things so that the other people would be saved. How can I prove? Because on the cross he says, Lord, destroy them all. Because they did evil work. Did the Lord say that? He said, what? He'd say, Father, forgive them. Are you sure?
Und wenn ein Bruder
and when a brother offends that you, can you say, Father, forgive him?
Wirklich?
Really?
Heute, ja, dann morgen denkst
du. Yes, today, yes.
Oh, ja.
But tomorrow you say, oh, yes.
Ja, ja, ich hab
ja, ja. I already forgave him, but.
Noch was geblieben.
But something is still remaining in your heart.
Aber der Herr hing am
but the Lord was hanging on the cross and he prayed, Father, forgive them.
Ein Mann des Friedens.
He's a man of peace.
Hat Gott nicht gesagt, und
did God not say,
eure Sünde werde ich nicht mehr gedenken.
I will no longer remember your sins.
Aber wie oft, obwohl
but how often, although
hat,
outwardly you have said,
verziehen.
You've forgiven them.
Monate,
and yet,
Jahre
months and years later, you still think of those
oh,
things.
Ja, ich hab schon
oh, yes. I already had bad experiences with him.
Verziehen.
But I forgave him.
Aber ich möchte dir nur sagen,
but I just like to tell you,
mit Günther,
I had some bad experience with Günther, but I have already forgiven him.
Aber weißt du, damals
but you
war
know,
so schwer, weißt du.
At that time it was so hard, you know, but I did forgive him.
So haben wir die Vergebung ausgeübt.
That's how we practice
forgiveness.
And years later, there's still no peace. Unfortunately, that's how it is. It's because we do not know this peace offering.
Friede mit Gott.
Peace with God.
Friede mit den Menschen.
Peace with man.
Friede mit dir selbst.
And peace with yourself, in yourself.
Oh, Vater.
Oh, Father.
Gott hat uns solch einen Friedensopfer
God
gebracht.
Has brought us such a peace offering.
Wenn wir das nicht kennen, dann werden wir in der Gemeinde
if we do not know that, then in the church,
haben,
we just have peace
Grad,
to a certain degree, and then it stops.
Ja. Aber lob den Herrn.
But praise the Lord.
Wir haben solch ein Friedensopfer.
We have such
wer
a peace
den
offering.
Herrn genossen hat, gegessen hat,
whoever has enjoyed the Lord and eaten of him and experienced him as such a peace offering, then you have the peace.
Dann hast du Frieden.
Then you have peace.
Egal, was die Leute machen,
no matter what okay. people do, that's okay.
Ja, das ist okay.
It's okay. Amen. Amen.
Spielt keine Rolle.
It doesn't matter.
Und wenn du doch ein bisschen unwohl fühlst.
And if you still feel
ja, dich geärgert,
uncomfortable and you are bothered,
Sonnenuntergang, dann Schluss.
Then you have to wait. You ja, go all so, the way to till the sunset, and that's
möchtest,
the end. If you want to say something further, then
sing
it before the going down of the sun.
Dann sollst du alles vergessen.
And after that, you should forget everything.
If
George, if you have an argument with your wife, it's only until the sunset. After 6 o'clock, the end. That's the, it's over. Because the new day begins at 6 in the evening. That's how God counts the days. Not from the beginning of the morning, but at 6 p.m. at night when the sun goes down. That's the end of the day. Praise the Lord. What a peace offering we have in the church. Right? As long as we repent before the Lord, there is nothing that the Lord cannot cleanse us of.
In 1. Johannes Kapitel 1,
did the Lord not say in 1 John chapter 1, if we do not confess our sins, if we confess our sins, then he is faithful to forgive us of our sins, and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
So wunderbar.
So wonderful.
Das ist doch gut. Warum können wir das
it's
nicht
good.
Erleben?
Why can we not experience
weil wir nicht den Herrn als diesen
Friedensopfer
kannten.
We did not know
Kreuz, hat er uns
our Lord as our
Gott.
Peace offering on the cross.
Zuerst.
He has reconciled us unto God. And he has also reconciled us one to another.
Erstens musste das machen.
And then for our reconciliation, we have to say, oh, you have to do this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you have to do so many things. Then we can reconcile with one another.
Einverstanden?
Understood? Agreed?
Das ist unser Weg.
That's our way.
Das ist aber nicht der Weg des
But that's not the way of the peace offering.
Hat der Herr so dich mit Gott versöhnt?
Did the Lord reconcile you unto Nein. God in such a way? No.
Wie hat der Herr uns mit Gott versöhnt?
How did the Lord reconcile us to God?
Alles auf sich getragen hat.
Because he that he bore everything on himself. He paid the price and he went to the altar. Why cannot we do this in the church also? With all the saints. Is it so difficult? Yes, it's very hard. But we do half the way. The Lord went this way. He experienced this difficult way. He went through this way.
Und wir,
and we,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
wenn wir diesen Friedensopfer nicht genießen,
if we do not
get,
enjoy this peace offering, then we have no way.
Und dann lobt den Herrn,
and then praise the Lord. There's also a sin offering.
Warum haben wir keinen Frieden, weil wir
Why do we not have any peace?
So viele Fehler sind,
because we have so many errors. We have so many
noch.
Mistakes because we're so, still so poisoned
einige Zeit
in our flesh.
Sind,
We've been in the church so long, but still we're still bearing this
Und
flesh with us.
Bis zum Äußersten gerettet.
And
also
we're not
wir
yet saved to the uttermost, so we still make mistakes.
Und so muss ich lernen,
and so I have to learn
nicht nur Übertretungsopfer
not only
zu genießen,
to be, and not only to enjoy him as my trespass offering for all my sinful acts,
the
sinful deeds, but I also have to enjoy the Lord as a sin offering, so to deal with my sinful root. Lord, take it away from me. So otherwise I will repeat it again. I'll do it again.
Die Chinesen sagen, wenn du das Gras
the Chinese say that if you mow the lawn, you have to mow the grass, but you also have to get rid of the roots. Otherwise, the spring wind would come and they would grow again.
So ist es.
That's how it is.
Wenn wir nur unsere Sünden bekennen,
if we only confess our sins,
sehen wir nicht, dass es ein
but we do not see that there is a sin offering and the Lord wants to fully do away with the old man so that the body of sin would end. That's what Romans tells us. Otherwise, it's still active. I'm just only cutting away the leaf and then it's going to grow again. That's not good. And that's why, brothers and sisters, we have two kinds of sin offerings. Many people would ask, what's the difference between a trespass offering and a sin offering? That is the difference. The one deals with the root and the other one cleanses away your sinful deeds.
Das müssen wir immer wieder erfahren.
Over and over again, we need to experience that. Don't think, oh, I've been in the church for 30 years, I don't need that anymore. Exactly because of that, you need that. Because the more you are grown in the life, then you gain more light. And in the end, you are so shocked to see what is still hidden in us.
So ist es.
That's how it is.
Wenn du in dieser Stufe bist,
so when you're at this stage,
so viel, was in der Oberfläche
at a porch in the outer gate,
dann komm so weiter zu
dieser Stufe, because you're still superficial, then you come to the next stage, then you see a little deeper.
Kommst du hier,
and then you come through the third chamber, then you see what's hidden within. And what is worse? The hidden things or the superficial things? What is worse? Exactly. That's how it is. The hidden things.
Dann wirst du so,
and then you say, oh yeah, I've been in the church so long. How come? Because there's much more in you that the Lord needs to deal with.
Wenn es nur ein Karies ist,
if it's only a cavity, you go to Robert the dentist and he'll go psst, and then the cavity will be gone. But if you don't deal with it, the cavity will go deeper. And in the end, you need to have a root canal treatment, which is much worse than that buzzing of amalgam.
There's a filling.
And then if you still neglect it, then your tooth has to be pulled out. Of course, you may have an implant. But that's not the real thing.
So ist es.
That's how it is.
So, je mehr wir hineinkommen, desto mehr
so the more you enter in, the more you will be saved. You'll be dealt with. You'll be healed.
Vollkommen gemacht.
You'll be made perfect. And we will be transformed in the same image.
Denk bloß nicht,
but don't think
du bist schon okay.
That you're already okay.
Ich habe ältere Gläubigen gesehen,
I have seen some older believers.
Okay.
They've been in the church many years, but they're still not okay. And if it's not then dealt with, in the end, the mistakes are deadly. And the damage is even greater in the church. You know, when the young people make mistakes, it does not damage the church so much. But if I to make a mistake or I commit some sin, it really damages the church.
So, Brüder,
so brothers, the older we are, the more we're grown, the more we're mature, the more we need to tell the Lord, Lord, shine, enlighten me, expose me here. Save me. Not only for my sake, but for the sake of the church. For the sake of the saints. We have to pray in such a way. Because, yes, what is most important is what is hidden in the heart. That can damage church if it's not dealt with. Otherwise, why do you think there are so many stages in the gate? Is it are they there so that the entrance would be more beautiful? Is this a matter of beauty? What's so pretty about a guard chamber? It's not a matter of the beauty here. But it's a matter of the healing. They are not only the guards. The guards are, at the same time, they are the doctors that they treat you. If someone is sick, the doctor would come with the medication. And he'll expose what the sickness is so that he can give you the right prescription so that you can be healed. So you go through this gate so that you can maybe be healed. That's why the Lord is the door. And it's written in such detail. On one hand, we're in, but on the other hand, we're still in the process of entering it. On one hand, we have so many experiences, yet Paul, he said that it's not that I have attained. But in the very end, he has run the race and fought the good fight. Right? Let us learn this. All these offerings here,
diese
in the porch of the
hier,
inner court. Yeah? You don't see it in the outer court.
Die Errettung sehen
Although
hier,
we do see this salvation here in the outer court, but praise the Lord.
In, das innere Tor hier.
In the inner gate here.
Und das ist die Fortsetzung von diesem
and it
Tor
is a continuation of the outer gates. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Wir müssen vorangehen,
we have to go on.
Bleiben wir bei den Opfern stehen.
Otherwise we'll be stuck with, at the offerings.
Jetzt now, dem, Entschuldigung, Brüder. Nochmal, nein, nicht zu dem Altar. Oh,
let's
nein,
go
nein,
now.
Altar, das macht nicht.
Let's
go to the big one first.
Let's go to the big
das
one
gesamte,
first. This is the ja, temple compound.
Kurz,
once again,
so,
briefly,
das gesamte müssen wir sehen.
We have to see the entire overall picture, so that the brothers and sisters will get an impression.
Ja. So,
here.
Ich habe hier. Okay. Ja. Amen. Okay. Danke. Okay, ich halte es fest. Gut.
Again, the picture of the temple compound.
Amen.
Amen.
So sehen wir am Nordtor.
So we
hier.
See here in the north gate.
Alle Opfern, sie werden hier vorbereitet.
All the offerings are being prepared here.
Gewaschen.
They're slaughtered and they're washed.
Tische hier.
And they're brought to the tables here in the porch.
Und
in
the
inner, inner court. And then the priests would bring them in here.
Altar.
Here is a big altar.
Wunderbar.
Wonderful.
Das heißt, der Herr, der am Kreuz gestorben ist,
that means the Lord who died on the cross. He is everything to us. He's, that's not a small
altar. Das fasst nicht alles, was der Herr ist.
Because a small altar cannot hold everything what the Lord
so
is. This altar is so wonderful. You have to remember the Lord did not go there by himself, but
Gott
he took all of us along.
Alles auf seinem
God put everything
so
on his shoulder. Do you think that a small altar would be sufficient? If you're going to be cooking
so
a bullock and your plate, your range is only so small, only this big, at most perhaps it's so big, but you bring a big bullock, how long is it going to have to cook? You have to cook the whole day. Even at the end of the whole day, it may only be half cooked. Our Lord,
als er dort aufgestiegen ist,
when he ascended there, there was a big altar. An altar which could fit everything. Otherwise, how can all our old men be crucified together with him? And God laid all our sins on him. It's such a big pot. It's such a big pot. It's a one. It's a Eintopf. It's a one pot. It's like a stew.
Wer ist ein guter Koch?
Who's a good cook here?
Du.
Mich. Here, who's a good cook?
Wenn du so ein großes Brot
if you have such a big piece of, you want to bake such a big bread,
dein Ofen ist nur so groß.
And your oven is only this tiny, does it work?
Unmöglich.
It's not possible.
Große Pizza.
You make a big pizza,
und das Loch von dem
and the,
Feuer Ofen
and the opening of this so oven groß. Is only so small. Can
das
you do it? It doesn't work.
Das geht.
It doesn't work that way.
So, den Herrn,
so praise the Lord. We see such a wonderful, it's a very big,
so ein Herd kann nur Gott bauen.
Big stove there. You know, with such a big stove, only God can build something like that. Man is not capable of building such a big heart there. Praise the Lord for such an altar.
Alles wird zu diesem Altar.
Everything would be brought to this altar. And we notice that the altar stands, not only stands in the middle of the court, and the inner court is 100 by 100, and it also stands right in the middle of the 500 by 500 cubits. It's so wonderful. So we see here, the altar is in this very center. It's very good. What is in the center of your church life? What's in the center of the church life in Stuttgart? Where is the altar and how big is that altar? How big? This is a very practical question. If the altar is only so small, like this podium here, this small table, no wonder you have so many difficulties and problems that you cannot solve. Of course, we have so many offerings and we can't even cook them. It doesn't work that way. Now, if I would bring a peace offering, then I have to wait a month before it's my turn. That's not good. Because in the end, it's gone.
So, wie groß ist euer
so how big is your altar?
Und steht es in der Mitte,
and does is
nicht?
It standing right in the center, in the middle?
Das müssen wir alle fragen.
We
Und
all
Gott
have to ask.
Weisheit hat diesen
and in
Altar
God's wisdom,
in der Mitte hingestellt.
He placed this altar in the very center. And no one can miss it. You come from this side, you cannot miss it because you see the altar because it's very high. Yes. How high is it? Let's take a look. It's written here at the very end. At the very end. 4 cubits plus 4 cubits plus 2 plus 1. It's 11 cubits high.
Das ist ziemlich hoch hier.
It's quite high here. How high is this building here?
Auf jeden Fall,
in any event,
hoch.
It's very
so, wenn du sehen
high.
Willst, musst du
so if you want to see it, you have to lift up your head.
Wirklich sehr hoch.
It's really very high. Praise the Lord.
Und du siehst so ein Altar, was nicht umkippt.
And you see such an altar that does not fall over. God wanted to make sure that this altar would not fall over. It has such a foundation. It has a base, there is a lower ledge, and there is an upper ledge, and then comes at the very top is a hearth.
Also, dieser Altar wird stehen.
This altar will stand.
Niemand kann diesen Altar wegnehmen.
No one can
nein, Gott selbst
remove this altar.
Das Fundament von
God himself is the foundation, the base of this altar.
Und daher, Geschwister, müssen
and that's why, brothers and sisters, today we have to see that in the church life,
dass wir alle diese Opfer
how important it is that we experience all these offerings, all the priests, all the serving ones in the church, we all must know these offerings very well and be very familiar with them. What is a heave offering? What is a wave offering? And what is a drink offering? And then a consecration offering for the priests. And then, etc. We have to learn also a free will offering, what that is. There are so many different offerings that we can bring to God. And just as we sang, it's not only for us. But the best portion of it goes to God. God wants to enjoy His Son. Did He not say, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased"?
Ohne ihn,
without him,
nicht,
don't think that you can please God.
Und daher, wer
and that's why, whoever brings
a
burnt offering, he gets a leather jacket. He gets a skin. And he, so that he can put on Christ, so that he can come before God. When he comes before God, who does God see? He sees Christ because he has put on Christ. But if you have not put on Christ and you come to him, the Lord would ask you, who are you?
Right.
This is my beloved Son. Only the Lord himself is so absolute and so pleasant and all the way to the cross. He did everything that was well-pleasing to the Father.
So
we all have to learn all the offerings here. And this is the center. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for the center. Good.
Now,
we have to come to this point here, the house. This is important for us. We already spoke concerning the holy dining halls. Here it is 100 cubits long and 50 cubits long, and there's a wall, and you see there's a longer holy dining hall, and there's a shorter one, and there are three stories. We all saw, even when we're in there, although we may be in there, the eating and drinking of the Lord is quite different. Do not force the others to eat your food. Don't say, oh, because I have experienced this, you also have to experience the same. No. If someone needs room, then he should go to the first story. Don't force him to go up to the second story. In the end, he has no appetite and he won't eat anything. And what are you going to do?
So,
learn. When manna was sent from heaven, God told the people, each one should gather the manna according to his appetite. That means according to the measure of his eating. If your stomach is only so big, you cannot gather so much. In the end, it won't be good. That means that God does not force anyone to eat so much. For instance, if you like the law, everybody in the church has to read three chapters in the Old Testament and one chapter in the New Testament, so that in 1 year you would have read through the entire Bible, and everybody has to do that. Günther says that.
No.
If I am like this, then some can't make it, and there will be problems.
Dann haben sie ein schlechtes Gewissen.
Then they have a bad conscience.
Dann werden sie denken, yeah, das
they will say, oh, I can't, I'll never make it.
Und was wird dann?
And then what?
Wenn ich es nie schaffe, dann
if I can't make it, then I won't do it at all. I don't do it at all. Or,
hier gehöre ich nicht.
I don't belong here.
Ich gehe zu einem anderen
Restaurant, I go to another restaurant where I can get some different kind of food.
Das sollen wir nicht machen.
We shouldn't do that.
Ich habe schon mal gehört,
I already heard that a brother says, if you do not do that, I heard,
dann wirst du nie eine geistliche Person
then you can never be a spiritual person.
Meine Güte.
My goodness.
Ich meine, wenn er das Neue Testament
I mean that if you can read the New Testament 100 times in the in a week, it's fine and good. But you cannot demand that the others also read the New Testament 100 times per week. Everyone according to the measure of how much he can eat. We have to learn to do that. Dear brothers and sisters, I am happy when all come to the Word every day. If it's only just one verse, praise the Lord. Why not? How much do you eat at breakfast?
Viel, wenig.
Much? A little?
Und wie viel isst deine Frau?
How much does your wife eat?
Können Sie dir vorstellen,
can you imagine
wenn deine Frau so viel
that
isst,
if your wife would
so,
eat so much
dich,
and you eat so little and she would force you to eat so much in the end you won't come to breakfast at all.
Sonst gehst du zur Arbeit, krank,
then you go to work and you're sick and you can't work.
Wir sind oft so auf diese Weise gesetzt.
Oftentimes we're so lawful in this way.
Alle muss gleich wie ich sein.
Everybody has to be like me. Why?
Wenn ich so viel esse, dann musst du
if
auch
I so,
so
eat
viel
so
essen.
Much, then you have to eat so much too.
Nein.
No.
Nein.
No.
Das sollen wir nicht machen.
We shouldn't do that.
Liebe Geschwister, das
dear
sollen
brothers
wir nicht
and
machen.
Sisters, we shouldn't
das
do that.
Hat Gott nicht gemacht.
God did not do that. That's why there's a big holy dining hall, 100 cubits long.
Ich glaube, wenn ich mehr Appetit
I believe
habe,
that if I have more appetite, I will come here. Surely they'll be cooking more, and I could make up.
Und wenn ich nicht so viel Appetit
and if
habe,
I don't have much appetite, I'll come to the small hall here.
Ruhe.
I'll have my peace.
Oh, manche möchte gerne in Ruhe essen.
Some people like
manche
to eat in peace.
Gerne wie die Chinesen
and some like the Chinese, they like to eat in a loud restaurant. And if you want to speak to each other, you practically have to shout.
So, wenn du ruhig essen möchtest,
so if you want to eat quietly in peace, I'm sure it's more quiet. It's here in the small hall.
So viel
God has prepared so much and we are not all the same. And if we want to make everybody the same, everybody has to be the same like me. I'm the elder here. So if I'm like this, then everybody has to be like me. That is not good. Praise the Lord.
So, wir sehen wie
so we see how God is, what kind of a God we have, what kind of a Lord do we have. Can you imagine if all the 12 disciples of the Lord were exactly the same? Then in the New Jerusalem there are 12 precious stones and not just 8, but there are 12 foundation stones. And here in the church we need to learn this. Even our God is so open. He's such a wonderful God. Now we can come to this part. We come to this part, to the house.
Jawohl, ja, gut. Ich halte das hier. Du magst dort oben. Ja. Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
So wunderbar.
It's so wonderful.
Jetzt müsst ihr davon träumen heute Abend.
You have to dream of this tonight.
Ja, lobe den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Das Ganze hier heißt...
The entire portion here is called the house.
Das Haus.
The house.
So Ezekiel,
so Ezekiel always called this the house. Although the Lord said, here I want to rule. Here's my throne.
Here,
and here's where the soles of my feet will stand.
uns,
but for us,
die wir hier in diesem Bereich
who, are, who serve in this area,
es ist für ihn ein Haus.
For him, it's the house.
Als ein Palast.
The house is somewhat different from a palace.
Es ist sehr schön hier.
So it's very nice here. It's a house for the serving ones.
So sehr wunderbar.
It's so wonderful. Although God is so holy.
Und die Heiligkeit, wie heißt es?
And the holiness is the ornament of his house.
Wir sehen hier,
that's what it says.
Haus,
and we see that in this house,
sehr viel einfacher,
it's much simpler than the tabernacle. And it's simpler than the Solomon's temple. Solomon's temple had so many equipments. But what do we see here?
There's
only an incense altar. And the Lord did not even call it this incense altar. The incense altar should actually be in parentheses, because it's not written that it's the incense altar, but it's just mentioned that it's the altar. But it is mentioned that it's a table. Is it an altar or is it a table?
Toby?
Both? How can it be both?
A
table is a table and an altar is an altar. How come we have an altar table or a table altar or altar table? The altar is called the table. What do people do on the altar? You offer. What do you do with the table? You eat. So do you eat or do you offer here?
Wenn wir das als ein Altar nennen,
and we call it an altar. It sounds so official.
So altar, oh.
An altar.
Altar.
Everyone is afraid of the altar.
Altar nenne.
I call it the altar.
Altar.
Oh, you think that you come to the altar.
Aber wenn ich sage, wir kommen zum Tisch,
but when you say you come to the table, are you afraid to come to the table? You like to come to the table, don't you?
Sage,
but I say, oh, let's come to the altar. Oh, the altar. Then I come with a different attitude to the altar. You know, for the Lord is an altar, but it's also the table before the Lord. A table before the Lord. It's so wonderful. In the house, the table belongs to the house, but in the temple, an altar belongs to the temple. And so what are we here?
Nur das Haus.
We're only the house.
So here,
wird
dieser Ort hier jetzt als Tempel genannt.
This area here is called the temple.
Heiligtum genannt.
In the most holy place, the sanctuary. Actually, it's a holy of holies.
Der Allerheiligste. Im Englischen,
it's the most holy.
Most holy.
That's what it's called in English, the most holy.
Most holy.
The sanctuary.
That
means there is a difference, because God himself is here in the most holy place. And you see there's a very thick wall here, 6 cubits thick. It's nice that it was drawn in black to show this. The Lord does not allow just anything to enter in. Definitely not. He is a holy God. Praise the Lord. And yet, we see now, in order to come in here, there are 10 steps going up. Actually, in all the translations, the 10 steps are not mentioned, but in the Septuagint it mentions that there are 10 steps here leading up to the house. So we have to accept the sovereignty of the Lord. And here it's really so that the number 10 is higher than 7 and 8. That means everyone who enters in here
volle Verantwortung jetzt
must bear the full responsibility.
Und der Herr hat die volle Verantwortung für uns getragen.
And the Lord did bear the full
so
responsibility for us. So when we go from
7
to 8 and we come to
10,
all of those who serve in this area, surely they've had such experience of Christ. And they are able to bear the full responsibility because they have experienced the rich Christ. Even Paul and all the apostles, Paul, Peter, and James, all the apostles, they are all able to bear the full responsibility because they are fully one with the Lord.
If
you do not enjoy Christ and you do not live through Him, then you are not able to bear the full responsibility. But praise the Lord, through the gates that we have gone through, now we can enter in. And here is a small porch here. And in this porch here, there's also an entrance. As we have written, the entry is made, it's covered with wooden planks. And this wood
is
the same wood that was used to nail the Lord to the cross. You see the entire entry, we notice right away. The Lord has died for us. You remember that even the throne is the throne of God and of the Lamb. Praise the Lord that the Lamb is there. And through the grace of the Lord, when we go in, don't just think that, oh, I'm worthy now. Look, I made it. I, me, and myself. That's always a problem. The I is always a problem. So when you enter in now, there will be a thick beam there that you will not miss. You can see that it is not that I deserve it, but it is the Lord who died for me, and He has done everything. He has accomplished everything, and we should not forget that, because oftentimes we forget and we think that, oh, I did it. It's my work. And you boast of yourself, and that's the end of you. Then you say, where would the churches be without my ministry? Oh dear, where is the Lord? So right away at the entrance we see there the wooden planks here. It's so good to see this. And the Lord took care of it so that He made sure that you would not miss it. The thick planks. It's like beams, the planks. Very thick, they're massive. It's very massive, it's big beams. It's not there for the beauty. But they are there so that everyone who enters in will not forget that the Lamb would remain forever. Praise the Lord. We go enter in through this porch in the house, and then we see the number 3 on the side and 3 on the other side, and you know what 3 means, and 5 here, and 12 again. This is 5 and the 7 makes 12, and then the number 6 again. Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful. And then once again we see that the entrance is 10 and then 5 on each side. I think we don't have to repeat it. You already heard everything and you know everything now, but not in, just in your head, but in the spirit. It's so important to see this. Praise the Lord, we enter in. And there's only the incense altar there before the Lord. That means that here it's a matter of a deeper, intimate fellowship with the Lord. It's not over an offering at the incense altar. The incense altar, it stands in the Bible. It stands for the ministry, prayer ministry, so that we would offer incense up. This incense should ascend for the enjoyment of the Father. But here it's not just a prayer, but it's a wonderful enjoyment and fellowship. When you pray, what do you do? It's fellowship with the Lord. Is that really so? Or is it just because I have mentioned it this morning? When you pray, O Lord, here's a problem, what should we do? Lord Jesus, help me, this brother, and help this sister. O Lord, there's so many difficulties here. Lord, I'm looking for a good job. Lord, what should I do? What does my future look like? O Lord, I stand with the brothers. Oh, with their sharing, oh Lord. Otherwise, we don't have anything to eat on Sunday. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, strengthen all the saints. So-and-so is sick there. Oh, please heal him. And oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, I'd like to get married. Oh, prepare a good sister for me or a good brother for me. Oh, Lord, what else? As if our Lord just sits there and listens to us. My goodness. Gabriel, please go help him. Michael, he has a problem. Oh, yes. Here's a cherub. Come. Go down. Oh, Lord. Unfortunately, oftentimes our prayer is like this. We only come to ask what we need, this and that. Because our concept is that it's an altar, which is not bad. But God said, this is a table before me, a table. That means God would like to feast with us. Did he not say, behold, I knock to the church in Laodicea. I'm standing at the door, knock, and whoever opens, I will come in and do what? And dine with him. And he with me. It's good to pray to him, but now he wants to dine with you. We often say that, oh, it's a prayer fellowship, but then there's only prayer and there's no fellowship. Fellowship is that we partake. So here, on one hand, it's prayer here, But you have to know that in this time, in the millennial kingdom, it's not only a prayer to Him, but it's such an enjoyment here. And that's what we have to learn in the church. So when I come to the Lord, it's not in the first place that I come to complain, to ask and to beg and for this and for that. But when I come to the Lord, in the first place, I'd like to come tea with Him, come have tea with Him, have coffee and cake. Hallelujah. Lord, may we drink a spiritual coffee with one another. I like to come. Oh, I bring a cake to you. Oh, come, let's enjoy it. What would you rather have? Hey, coffee and cake, right? Spiritual coffee and cake. You have to bring this along. Yes, Father. Let's have fellowship. Did John not say our fellowship is with the Father? It's so sweet. Can you imagine when the Father, when children come to the Father and every time they come just fight and complain, Baba, look at this and that, Baba, look at this and this and that, and you have to do this for me, and you please give me this and give me that. Would you like to have that? As children, perhaps. But when your children are already 20 years old, or 21, or 40 years old, they still come to the papa and say, fine, give me this, give me that, I don't want this, I want to do this for me and do that for me. The father would be happy if you don't come, or you just come once a month to visit. But when we come to Him every day and say, let's enjoy. We want to enjoy with Him. It's so good. It's a fellowship, a sweet fellowship. And John, the old apostle, he was already very old. He said, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And He wants to bring us into this fellowship. And it's nice. It's wonderful. So we learn on one hand, yes, it's a prayer meeting. And here, we would just be praying. We pray for the north, for the south, for the east, for Asia. We pray for all the countries. It's also good, and it's excellent. But it also has to be such an enjoyment, just like we're at the table with the Lord, and we're enjoying it there. That's how it is. Right? So praise the Lord. We say that at this time here, there's no table in the temple because there's so many dining halls, and the Lord Himself is also our light. There's so many windows here on the side. Yes, it's 12. We'll continue later. You should go to the dining hall now. And the children are already hungry, right? But a picture speaks much better than 1,000 words. We all have to see this. Okay, we'll continue this evening. But we have to go on quickly, otherwise we won't be finished. So this evening, we would be going on quickly and we'll not be having fellowship concerning the details. But praise the Lord. It doesn't matter because the Lord will show it to you all. Amen.